If you take a drive through the industrial area just outside of Prince George, you'll find a pretty unlikely addition to that neighborhood. Poking its way out of the mud and snow is Northern Lights Estate Winery. It's the dream child of former MLA Pat Bell and his family. Pat passed the idea of building a winery in Prince George by his friends a few years back. At the time, they were a little bit skeptical, to say the least.
Well, initially they suggested that I should seek psychiatric help. And then once they got over that and thought, no, this guy's actually serious about this, they were very excited.
That skepticism may have come from the fact that Prince George spends around half the year buried in snow, hardly the place you would consider growing grapes for traditional red and white wines. But the crew at Northern Lights won't be using grapes. They'll be making fruit wine out of produce that's native to Northern BC.
We're using things like rhubarb and raspberries and blackcurrant and apples, fruits that are grown here every day. So we're very confident in our ability to produce high-quality fruits, and from those high-quality fruits, very interesting and palatable wines.
From the top floor of the winery, you can see the orchard where all this fruit will grow. You can see bare apple trees poking their way out of the frozen ground. You can even see chunks of ice still floating down the Nechaco River. It's Doug Bell's favorite view.
You know, nighttime is actually one of the best times of the day here, because up in this room you can see all the lights of Prince George, and it's just gorgeous. And there's definitely not a better view in Prince George. The two views I really like at night is this one overlooking, because the lights of the city kind of shine on the river and kind of reflect into the window here. And also down the river, because if you look, you can actually see all the way down the Nechaco River, and it's very serene and makes you feel more calm and peaceful.
That's Doug Bell, the operating partner with the winery. Now, the building is still under construction, and there's a fair bit of landscaping left to go. But once all that is finished, Doug plans on having more than a place where wine is made and sold.
Our amphitheater on the other side of the road will host weddings around 200 to 250 people. We also think that there's an opportunity to do plays and concerts and different outdoor events. And at the base of it, there's going to be a staging area. So that'll allow for the event to take place below and the sound to travel up. We also have some room available that we're going to set up as picnic area. It'll be all nice and grassy, and people will be able to come out and sit down and enjoy the river and enjoy the orchard.
Events like that are still a few months down the road. In the meantime, the head winemaker at Northern Lights is in the wine cellar getting that first batch ready. Her name is Christine LaRue, and she describes the difference between fruit wine and traditional grape wine for the uninitiated palate.
The white wine made from grapes, it always depends on what white wine we're talking about. If you're talking about a Gewürz, well, Gewürz will have the floral aspect. It will be very spicy, so it will be very obvious. But there are other white wines that are a little bit more subtle. But that's the beauty about the fruit wines, is that the fruit itself comes out first, but then after that, there's other little delicate aspect that comes, floral spiciness that sometimes you don't expect or you don't think of when you're, let's say, eating a rhubarb, is you're not thinking of the aspect of the spiciness, but it does comes out. So for some people, they're more approachable, the fruit wines, and a little bit more diverse in their characteristic compared to grape wines.
Now, Christine has been in the winemaking industry for nearly 20 years, but even after all that time, she can still remember the first glass of fruit wine she tried.
It was back in Ontario, and in Ontario at the time, must have been about 30 years ago, there was about maybe three, maybe four wineries in the Niagara Peninsula, and one of them, I tasted their pear wine, and I was amazed of what they were able to achieve, the complexity of the nose, the mouthfeel. For me, I always had the perception, fruit wine, light, sweet, juice with some alcohol. And then basically tasting that pear wine really showed me that, no, you can actually create a wine that has the spices, the flavors, complexity, and you could actually think of pairing it with food.
Wine connoisseurs can do that for themselves in just a few months' time. The first batch of blueberry wine is already fermenting in the vats at the Northern Lights Wine Cellar, and if everything goes according to plan, it'll be ready by early summer. For CBC Radio, I'm Sham Samara.